I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I've seen the future and it will be. I've seen the future and it works. If there's life after, we will see. So I can't go like a jerk. Systematic overthrow of the upper class. Hollywood conjures images of the past. New world needs spirituality that will last. I've seen the future and it will be. I've seen the future and it will be. I've seen the future and it works. This life after we will see. So I can't go like a jerk. Smiley off of me, ex. Like it's drinking 7 up. I would rather drink 6 razor blades. Razor blades from a paper cup. You can't understand, I say too tough. It's just that I've seen the future. Boy, it's rough. I've seen the future and it will be. I've seen the future and it works. There's life after, we will see. So you can't go like a jerk. No, no. I've seen the future and it will be. Wait a minute. Standing on the avenue, flashing loaded pistol, too dumb to be true. Somebody told him playing cops and robbers was cool. Would our rap have been different if we only knew? I've seen the future and it will be. I've seen the future and it works. If this life after, we will see. Don't go out like a jerk.
Spielen! Du Wichser! Spielen!
willkommen.
Herzlich willkommen.
Right here.
Es lädt.
Warte, Rachel.
Es lädt. Ich weiß,
so,
es lädt.
We're back in Frankfurt again. Back this hot Friday.
And, sorry, is this on?
That's mine, sorry.
Okay. Okay.
Alright. Michael Eddy is playing an angry German kid who's playing internet chess.
It's just a kid we know. He has an aggression problem. Aggression, but strategy is kind of what this show is going to be about. It's a kind of material collage of things we've been collecting for a short project on Kasparov chess and Vladimir Putin.
Isn't it really more about Kasparov and the kind of blue steel than Putin himself, more the transformation from chess legend to political opponent? And what does that mean in the Russian?
That's true, but you, in order to be a kind of positive, what am I trying to think of? A protagonist, you kind of need an opponent. Am I wrong? If in order to play chess, you can't play chess alone, right?
No, of course not.
So we're gonna hook it up a little bit with some sound and strategy. Okay, Ilya, take it away.
We're gonna travel far into the future and land somewhere around the Belarus countryside, among the Dracolian castles and dinners consisting of wine, cheese and sausage.
Don't forget potato.
No. Potato and cabbage. Somewhere there a child was born who was gonna develop a big interest in
Keep going. What were you saying, Ilya?
I was just saying that. Why don't you take this one?
We
were kind of trying to want to make it a little bit more fluid today, maybe, and just skip any theme whatsoever, and just.
I have incentive for you. Fisher said you won't score any points ever. You play 1 minute, so that's incentive. Score some points.
No, I beg to differ, my compadre. It's
Oh my god, they're playing it really, really fast.
Yeah, what you hear right now is a 1 minute game played by a Japanese player and a jeweler from the Lower East Side in New York. They're playing speed chess. We wanted to show you what that sounds like.
We would like to emphasize the hand coordination of this game, which is something that's not able to be translated through the radio waves. But
maybe what is possible to understand here is that the kind of a percussive element, because it resembles trance to some degree, trance music. That's what I wanted to point out. Here, to compare to this sound.
This is something to me which is very familiar from the Eurovision. Мальчишки, не игрушки, не ходите. I don't know if you heard it, but the last the latest contribution from Russia, I think, which actually won the Eurovision Song Contest, was actually produced by Timbaland, nevertheless. And Russia has always been known for having very extravagant acts in the Schlager contest.
No way. Timbaland didn't produce Russia.
I heard that, yeah.
Holy night.
I hope it's not the one we're listening to right now, but because this kind of reminds me of something which is played in the 90s at like a disco where everybody's standing next to the walls and waiting for being asked or asking someone and then chugging away the chips and the cheese spoons in one corner of the room.
Were you there, Ilya? Did I see you there?
I don't know, it's probably on a different part of the planet, though. Wow, this is... What is she saying, you think? What do you think the song is about?
Why don't you dance with me? That's what the direct translation. Why don't you dance with me? It is like a game of chess. We will move in direct... reciprocity with each other. You move left, I move left. You move right, I move right, and so on.
I think it's about alchemy. It's like you and me, let's make gold. I think it's like something because of the 3D graphics we're looking at. Also, it's very.
Okay, that was the Russian trance song. It kind of did remind you of a game of intelligence, didn't it? Okay. Ilya?
Yeah?
Are you getting something on? Is your computer going to crash again? We've got two laptops here today. This is the first time we've tried this.
We have tried to bring something from the future into the... So do we try to combine the modern technology of today with the analog technology and thereby combining... the only distracting thing is the...
Is that...
I think there might be some kind of theme song of some kind.
Hello, what's that?
Unspecified, but you might know it.
Always something there Of the world's worst ad for a body product. And I'll buzz when I get the idea of it.
Any body product?
Any body product.
New nipple away!
Find there's certain parts of your body you just can't reach to clean.
Do you have a big butt and you don't know what to do with it?
The
slip cover, you have a new piece of furniture.
The next they call me to be sad. The next they blind me. They take the side. Will you restore me? Raise my senses again.
The
next they blind me.
Yeah.
a communist regime demands a communistic consciousness. All forms of life, morality, philosophy and art must be recreated according to communist principles. Without this, the subsequent development of the communist revolution is impossible. In their activities, the cultural educational organs of the Soviet government show a complete misunderstanding of the revolutionary task entrusted to them. The social democratic ideology, so hastily knocked together, is incapable of resisting the century-old experience of the bourgeois ideologists, who, in their own interests, are exploiting the proletarian cultural educational organs. Under the guise of immutable truth, the masses are being presented with the pseudo-teachings of the gentry. Under the guise of the eternal laws of beauty, the depraved taste of the oppressors. It is essential to start creating our own communist ideology. It is essential to wage merciless war against all the false ideologies of the bourgeois past. It is essential to subordinate the Soviet cultural education organs to the guidance of a new cultural communist ideology, an ideology that is only now being formulated. It is essential in all cultural fields, as well as in art, to reject to reject all the democratic illusions that pervade the vestige and prejudice of the bourgeois. It is essential to summon the masses to creative activity.
Visto si offre il massimo solo.
Va, andata bene.
Fucking hell. Hai brocco? Fucking hell. Hostia puta.
Sorry, just to get the piece of my camera.
And a definition of propaganda.
Look at the sky.
Oh,
the sky.
Whoa. Any form of communication in support of national objectives designed to influence the opinions, emotions, attitudes, or behavior of any group in order to benefit the sponsor, either directly or indirectly. See also black propaganda, gray propaganda, white propaganda. Black propaganda. Propaganda that purports to emanate from a source other than the true one. See also propaganda. Gray propaganda. Propaganda that does not specifically identify any source. See also propaganda. White propaganda. Propaganda disseminated and acknowledged by the sponsor or by any accredited agency thereof. See also propaganda. That's from the Department of Defense Dictionary of the United States.
Russian, English, Italian, military Buddha. Story of the beginning, playing chess, exchanging matches with other Soviet countries. First political act on the street, drawing from chess strategy. Adolescence, plus young adulthood, playing against computers, techno, playing with American. Swagger, the boxer, media character, fame, indulgence. Leaving the arena for another arena, finding an enemy, witnessing wrongdoings and seeking justice, operating strategically, distance. Justice through chess, crossing over of genres, mastering justice and politics, cornering victory, checkmate.
We're back. That was EVM by Super Lisa.
Lovely country, Tatarstan, it was called, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And there, that was a straight from Russia, that song.
Where is Tatarstan? Is it somewhere in between Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan, and Azerbaijan, or is it just more to the west?
Slightly north.
Okay. You have heard the story about the Turkmenbashi, right? Turkmenistan. As you know, the old Soviet Union has had a lot of different complicated smaller countries being around them.
Uh-huh.
One of them was Turkmenistan, where the leading president, the emperor, the king, the kaiser, call it whatever you want.
Tsar?
Yeah, his name was Turkmenbashi.
Okay.
And he renamed some days on the calendar, the weekdays, like Wednesday and so on, after his mother. So it would be Turkmenbashi Mother Day. And he put statues of himself all over the town and changed the years. And, you know, basically the whole Turkmenistan state was evolving around its emperor leader. And it was until a few years ago quite similar to Burma or something like that, maybe.
This you didn't learn this on Borat, the movie, did you?
No, it's not. It's actually, there was a long article also mentioning Kasparov in that thing with the political development there, because how is somebody ever going to be able to kind of govern all those states?
Another interesting republic is called Kalmykia. Did you ever hear of that one?
No.
Ilya?
No.
In fact, I have the anthem here. We can play it soon. It's a small Buddhist country in Eastern Russia.
Yeah.
And it is the capital of chess. It's the chess capital of the world.
Oh, okay.
Declared. And the...
Why is that?
The head of the state... I forget his name. Sorry, I forget his name. But he loves chess so much that he decided that they would... they also made an international chess center, and it's the seat of the... And maybe if a caller wants to call in and correct me, I believe that it is the seat of the International Federation of the Chess.
Yeah, please, somebody who's against, call in. And
yeah,
and,
if some, and if anyone wants to correct me, if any of you chess masters...
My only... strongest memory of chess was being 6 or 7 years old and crying because my mother won. I lost against my own mother in a small chess game. It was such
that's
a bad
that's a horrible experience to go through. Your mother is supposed to let you win.
Yeah, but I think it's good playing any game with a kid, you know, unless it's memory, because in memory adults usually tend to fail against a smaller one, but...
So you think children are better at chess? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, not really. But why don't you play this anthem? Talking of which, I'll give you a little surprise later on. If you can guess which country's national day it is today, please call in and we'll play that country's national anthem also. Today, the 6th of June 2008, is also the, funnily enough, it's the national day of another smaller country up...
Somewhere.
Somewhere. If you could guess...
Just give us one hint. Does it snow there?
May snow, yeah, but it's not a predominantly snowy country.
Okay. That cuts it down a bit. Mm. The number to call in, by the way, for all you correctors and chess
it's 069-299-71211. Frankfurt is 069-299-71211. Und jetzt kommt die Kalmykia Nationallied, oder?
Ja.
Sehr schöne Farbe.
Okay, und jetzt geht los.
Ja.
Germany over the weekend, and President Putin of Germany gave one of the old Cold War style speeches as he addressed the conference there. And I was in a conference in Germany over the weekend, and President Putin of Germany gave one of the old Cold War style speeches as he addressed the conference there. And I was in a conference in Germany over the weekend, and President Putin of Germany gave one of the old Cold War style speeches as he addressed the conference there. I was in a conference in Germany over the weekend, and President Putin of Germany gave one of the old Cold War style speeches as he addressed the conference there. I was in a conference in Germany over the weekend, and President Putin of Germany gave one of the old Cold War style speeches as he addressed the conference there.
We've got John McCain on the intellectual tip there. He was addressing an American press conference and incorrectly identifying President Putin as the president of Germany. Well, now Prime Minister Putin, just for your information.
Wo ist die nächste Apotheke? Wie komme ich dorthin? Kann man zu Fuß gehen? Können Sie mir helfen, bitte? Wie viel kostet dies? Und das? Es ist nicht ganz das, was ich möchte. Es gefällt mir. Können Sie mir etwas gegen Sonnenbrand empfehlen? Ich möchte mir das Haar schneiden lassen, bitte. Ich möchte eine Maniküre, bitte. Können Sie mir auf die Karte zeigen, wo ich bin?
So, this thing about the country which had a national day today, since Michael played the Kyrgyz, what's it, the Kalmykia?
Kalmykia?
Kalmykia national anthem.
Hey, man, we live in the 21st century now. Yeah, you can't go around.
I would just play
it. Making fun of people like that.
10 seconds of the,
But wait. I just want to clear some stuff up about this country, Kalmykia. Just before you move on to the next little country.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just some facts. Among the 15th and 17th centuries, or between the 15th and 17th centuries, the Kalmyks were nomadic, and they competed with China over the control of Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
And later they emigrated to the region of the first floor, Volga, sorry, I didn't write this, in the east of Europe. Toward 1771, a group of about 300,000 decided to return to China to escape from the Russian domain. With what they undertook, one of the biggest and more difficult massive emigrations in history. And according to this website, they are Turkish, the only of Europe that practice the Buddhism. As other Buddhist Turkish peoples, as the Tuvans and Buryats of Siberia, that lost everything the same way that the Kalmyks when the USSR disappeared. Those people who gave their identity to create communism, they always looked for a world of freedom and independence, and many gave their lives for that time. So, I just wanted to clear some stuff up there.
Which national anthem? If a young man has trained his muscles and physical endurance by gymnastics and walking, he will later be fitted for every physical work. This is also analogous to the training of the mind and the exercising of the mental and manual skill. Thus the wit was not wrong who defined education in this way. Education is that which remains if one has forgotten everything he learned in school. For this reason, I'm not at all anxious to take sides in the struggle between the followers of the classical, philologic, historical education and the education more dedication to natural science. Finally, I wish to emphasize once more that what has been said here in a somewhat categorical form does not claim to mean more than the personal opinion of a man which is founded upon nothing but his own personal experience which he has gathered as a student and a teacher.
A game of chess. is like a sword fight. You must think first, right? Before you move.
Tone style is immensely strong and immune to nearly any weapon. When it's properly used, it's almost invincible.
I'ma give it to you with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock and shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation. Weak MCs approach with slang that's dead. Them eyes are running to the wall and bang your head. I push a force, I force you doubting. I'm making devils cower to the Caucasus Mountain.
Well, I'm Messiah. I set the microphone on fire. Rap styles vary and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slum, and the alley I'm from is coming through with enough niggas, enough guns. So if you wanna come sweating, stressing, contesting, you got your sharp swords at the midsection. Don't talk the talk. If you can't walk the walk, phony niggas are outlined and chalk. I'm mad vexed, is what the projects make me. Rebel to the grain, there's no way to barricade me. Steamrolling niggas like an 18 wheeler. What the drunk driver driving, there's no surviving.
Rough like Timberland, where? Yeah, me and the clan and yo, the Land Cruisers out there. Peace to all the crooks, all the niggas with bad looks. Bald head braids, blows his hook. We pack home checks, nigga play the max. Black axe, drug dealing styles with fat stacks. Only been a good nigga for a minute though, cause I got to get my props and win it, yo. I got beef with commercial ass niggas with gold teeth, camping in a Lexus seat and beef. Straight up and down, don't even bother. I got 40 niggas up in here now who kill niggas for me.
My people's, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack. My people's, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, hitting cats on the block with the gas.
Here I go, deep tight flow. Jack, you stole, can never get this. No, I'm Terry Bomb and shit. Boom, that's warming up a little bit. Rapping in is what's happening. Keep the pockets stacking in, hands clapping in at the party when I move my body. Gotta get up and be somebody. Grab the microphone, put strength to the bone. Dan, 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 into the Wu-Tang zone. Showing up when I rock that stuff. Huff, huff, I'm gonna catch up. Rough, tough, rough, kicking rhymes like Jim Kelly or Alex Kelly. I'm a beat of belly rhymes, coming raw style, hardcore. Niggas be coming to the hip-hop store. Coming to buy grocery from me. Turn out to be a hip-hop MC. The law, in order to enter the Wu-Tang, you must bring the old dirty bastard type slang. Represent the jizza.
So.
Well, in fact, there's only 4 minutes left in the show, which is a big surprise to us.
Time passed so fast today. But we would like to thank anyone who has been listening the last year by chance, maybe dropped in a Friday afternoon in between 2-3 o'clock and accidentally heard one of our sendings.
Our early month mensural editions, we appreciate, and we know you're out there too. I know that there's some, I have faith, there's people out there. but it's true that we may not be here another time, at least for a long time. This might be the last of the summer. Although, we're working on a short condensed version of our show that will be appearing somewhere.
In Italy, probably.
Where we're more understood. Actually, we're quite famous in Italy, and we have a syndicated radio show on once a week there. They even love our reruns. They just play that, even though we've only made 7 episodes. It's every week. So we're in high demand there.
This is the point where I would like to play a medley, or like a montage of all the good. Of the single phone calls we received from the weird guy in the car workshop, and the
precious moments.
The other one who was lying to his boss and had to hang up, and then Agassi calling from the airport, and all the new music and the new debates and
the tears,
the guests we had, and the MP3s and so on. And yeah, it's been.
I've really enjoyed making this radio show with you, Ilya. I'll just tell you right now.
Likewise.
And I wish we could do it forever. It's great to get out of the house and come someplace and just talk for a while. I mean, that's what modern living is all about, right?
My ideal would be to have 5 or 6 of your listeners all the time on here with several phones and microphones. We could just have kind of a group debate
about what's ahead of us.
Yeah. Because one cannot just simply figure that out on one's own. Right? Am I wrong?
And that will be the, am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Am I alone? Am I alone? Am I alone? Am I alone?
Am I
alone?
Am I here? Am I here?
Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Are you there?